If you will, tell us a little bit about what the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund is all about. We mentioned it's a public-private partnership. Tell us who some of the other partners are that help contribute to be able to put these projects together.
Sure. The Chi-Cal Rivers Fund is a public-private partnership, like you said. And what that means is it brings together partners from the public government sector, from the private sector in business, and from foundations around the Calumet region. So on the business side, ArcelorMittal is really proud to be a part of the partnership. It also includes our friends at BNSF. And then on the foundation side, the Chicago Community Trust, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, the Joyce Foundation. And on the public side, U.S. Forest Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the entire program is administered by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. So it really brings a lot of folks to the table who have different goals, different thoughts, different expertises in the field of conservation, both for land and water in the Calumet region.
How long has the fund been in operation?
The fund has been in operation for 5 years. That was actually our fifth year of granting, which was very exciting. We put $960,000 worth of grants on the ground in the Calumet this year. And we ask all of our grantees to have a match. So the total conservation impact for 2017 is $2.4 million. So a lot of great things happening with restoration, habitat improvement in this region.
When you talk about the Northwest Indiana projects in particular, go through the list and tell us what projects are being supported by this latest round of grants.
Sure. So this latest round of grants, we continued our investment in enhancing habitat and public access through the east branch of the Little Calumet River through a grant with the Save the Dunes Conservation Fund that also involves Shirley Hines Land Trust. Mm-hmm. This work of the Little Cal has gone back to the Bicentennial Nature Trust in Northwest Indiana, declaring the Little Calumet River an area of interest and an area of investment for Northwest Indiana. So not just this year with a grant amount of $570,000, but the past 2 years with very large grants in that Little Cal region, Save the Dunes, Shirley Hines, and the partners that they work with have been able to put millions of dollars of habitat enhancement on the ground in that Little Cal area to make sure that there's a lot of public access happening on the East Branch, that there's restoration happening on the West Branch, and restoring hundreds and hundreds of acres in that area.
I know there's been a lot of work in recent years by organizations, public and private, to help make it more affordable and certainly more enjoyable to get your canoe out there, or if you're into going out just on a flat boat, enjoying the river itself. And of course, a lot of that had to be cleaned up too. There was a lot of problems, I know, in many sections of the Little Calumet River. That work has been done, it's continuing to be done, but this has to be a good way to help encourage people to enjoy the nature that's out there and that's stretch of the Little Cal.
It does. We want as many Northwest Indiana residents to be able to get out and enjoy the forests, the trees, the rivers, the lake that they have in your backyard. Mm-hmm. And for ArcelorMittal, it's really important for us to invest in conservation in Northwest Indiana. Historically, the steel industry hasn't always been known as a great actor when it comes to environmental conservation. And we've been really focused these past 10 years on ensuring that we're looking at the history of the steel industry in Northwest Indiana and sort of helping to make that history cleaner, and then really focusing on the future of how we can be a trusted user of air, land, and water so that our Calumet and Northwest Indiana residents know they can trust ArcelorMittal to do what's right in the world of the environment and to make sure that our environmental nonprofits have the resources they need to make these kinds of restoration projects happen.
Now, I know that you say that the ArcelorMittal has been involved for about the last decade or so, maybe before your time working with the company. But I'm sure that you've had a chance to look back into the files and see about some of these other projects. Can you give us an idea in recent years how the fund has been able to help projects in Northwest Indiana as far as ArcelorMittal is concerned?
Absolutely. So Chi-Cal Rivers Fund is one of the two major funds we work with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation on. The other major fund that I know a lot of people have heard of is Sustain Our Great Lakes. Through both of those programs, we've worked not just in the Little Cal, but in the National Park, putting funds on the ground to ensure that restoration happens there. We've had great grants happening with Shirley Hines Land Trust in Miller Woods. And there's been lots of different things happening on the ground in Northwest Indiana for the past few years. We focused on the Little Cal because it feels like it's the right place to get a lot of work done in these last couple of years. But really, we're, you know, working with Shirley Hines, with Dunes Environmental Learning Center, with Save the Dunes, with lots of different organizations, the Nature Conservancy, on answering their call to where are the most important places in Indiana for them to invest and to make sure they have the resources to do that.
And I know, too, at least over the years, the folks of ArcelorMittal have been very concerned and have done what they can through the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund to help support cleanup efforts in Wolf Lake. Wolf Lake is another great organization, an opportunity to see how an organization with the Association for the Wolf Lake Initiative has been able to not only keep the lake clean, but keep the habitat almost pristine in that area. It's amazing the wildlife that is in that particular area that's just hundreds of feet from a very busy highway.
It is. I always find it so gratifying to drive across Wolf Lake and in that area when I'm traveling to and from Northwest Indiana, because I'm a Chicagoan, but love coming down there all the time. And the work that they've been able to do with those native prairies and improving public access in Wolf Lake has just been incredible over the last few years. And it's really a credit not only to the nonprofits like Illinois Conservation Foundation and great work down there, but to the residents who have said, we want to use this site. And you see it being used, boating in the summer and people on the trails around there. The quality of that habitat and public access is just incredible.
We've kind of talked about the Northwest Indiana projects that ArcelorMittal Americas has been supporting through the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund. But if you want to kind of broaden the scope and take a look at some of these other projects that pretty much incorporate the entire Chicago and Northwest Indiana area, what's gotten funded in this latest round of grants?
Sure. So one of my favorite projects we've been working with Chi-Cal Rivers Fund is with an organization called Healthy Schools Campaign that actually is a partnership in their own right, bringing together folks from Openlands, from Chicago Public Schools, to answer the question, how do we green public school system areas? So the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund, one of our main areas of focus is green stormwater infrastructure. So looking at those impervious surfaces like parking lots and old playgrounds that maybe aren't getting a lot of great use right now, and how can we make them twofold? One, really great for the environment and helping to manage stormwater in the city of Chicago. But then second, how can they be a really catalytic opportunity for young people in Chicago to play and be outside? So it's been a great partnership, Healthy Schools Campaign, between Chicago Public Schools and these conservation associations. One of the great stories we tell is they were opening one of these playgrounds that you'd never know if you looked at it. You'd never know that it was a green stormwater project because a lot of the sort of infrastructure of that conservation infrastructure is behind the scenes. Beautiful new playground at a Southside Chicago school. And my favorite moment that I was talking to someone about recently is they were trying to keep the kids off the playground so they could take pictures of it. And they physically couldn't hold these kids back till the ribbon was cut. So not only are these kids in a lot of these Chicago public schools that have healthy schools campaign playgrounds having more safe places to play in their neighborhoods, they're also learning about conservation through things like on-site gardens, and they're learning about cooking by harvesting their gardens and making salsa. So it really brings together health and wellness for kids, as well as green stormwater infrastructure that helps our neighborhoods. So that's a program that's been really thriving in Chicago, and I hope will continue to expand into other cities and perhaps even cross the border soon.
I was going to ask you if this project, in particular with the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund, has been an incentive maybe for other communities that of which ArcelorMittal America is involved in helping do some greening projects in those particular areas too.
It absolutely has. I spent some time this year out in Detroit and in Cleveland, where we have offices and facilities, talking to people there about the kinds of work we're doing in Northwest Indiana and Illinois, and bringing some of those project ideas to those folks. Healthy Schools Campaign is a really easy one that, you know, we've seen green stormwater infrastructure work in Chicago public schools. We believe it can work in other large school systems and in small school systems all over the country. So I think these kinds of stories will continue to get out there and to help the green stormwater infrastructure community and the conservation community all over the country find those benchmark projects that'll get us all to the next level.
Now, we only had a handful of projects that got grants for this time around. How many organizations have put in requests for the grant funding through the fund, and how many more probably are kind of waiting for their share of the money in future years at least?
Sure. It varies from year to year how many applications we see. Certainly for Sustain Our Great Lakes, from in the full Great Lakes regions, we're seeing over 100 applications. Wow. We're seeing close to 50 applications a lot of years for Chi-Cal Rivers Fund. So the competition for grant money is steep. But I have to give kudos to National Fish and Wildlife Foundation on their management of this program. The program managers at National Fish and Wildlife Foundation are more than happy to get on the phone with local groups throughout the year to help them workshop these grant applications and figure out what are those things that we really want to fund, that we're really excited about. We regularly do webinars and phone calls for potential grantees, and it's been really exciting to see some of the grantees who maybe have applied 2 or 3 years ago and didn't get funded, getting funding in a couple of years because they've really been able to hone their programming, develop their expertise, and build their program so that they're ready for this level of funding. Generally, we're funding things in, you know, over $100,000, certainly in Chi-Cal Rivers Fund, with Sustain Our Great Lakes sometimes up towards $1 million. So in order to be ready to take that kind of funding and get these kinds of big catalytic projects done, we work with those nonprofits to make sure they have the capacity to move those projects forward.
Well, it sounds like if you're talking about a project that big that would be asking for so much money, they've got to have everything all lined up. They definitely have to have their share of the business plans all ready to go so they can show everybody involved in the fund that they mean business, that they're serious about what they want to do, and they have the wherewithal to be able to get these projects off and running if they haven't gotten started already, I would imagine.
Absolutely. We ask all of our grantees to come to the table with some matched funds. So we not only want to know that they know what they're doing, we want to know that the community around them and funders that already support them are also putting their skin in the game on this, so that we've got partnerships of organizations and funders and people working together to get these things done and to make sure that they succeed long term. One of the biggest pitfalls in conservation funding is doing a great project and then finding out 5 years later that perhaps it didn't get monitored correctly, or they didn't have the volunteer support to continue to do the kind of invasive species work that needs to be done every single year. So we're really proud to work with these groups of partners that bring together a lot of folks to the table to make these things happen.
Now, Marcy, how many other organizations have gotten their bids in so far so that it's time for the next round to come out here? Any idea who's in line now coming up when the next round?
We just announced the 2017 grants. Yep. So the 2018 grant cycle will begin early in 2018. So anyone who's interested in applying for funds through the Chi-Cal Rivers Fund can go on the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation website at nfwf.org/Chi-Cal. There will be information there about the RFP process. Generally, that happens in sort of the springtime. So, for instance, this year we did a webinar in May, and the proposal narratives were due in May as well. So that's the timing for next year's grant. So people have more than enough time now to start thinking about this, to get in touch with National Fish and Wildlife Foundation or with someone at ArcelorMittal to learn more.